award season kicks off in earnest with the Golden Globes nominations announced today. This is always an exciting time of year. Of course, the Golden Globes are the Oscars that Oscar wishes they could have, which is to say they have all the star power because they adopt the Grammys approach to giving out awards. And that is to say, who's really famous? Let's give them a nomination so that they will be at our show. Basically, the Golden Globes is the party that you would throw if you wanted to have people there you wanted to actually hang out with, whereas the Oscars, the party that you would throw if you wanted to impress people and also be smarter afterwards. So the Golden Globe Awards this year, let's talk about if there are any surprises. Best Picture Drama nominations, Carol, Todd Haynes, his career, always a fascinating and super interesting one. We could do a whole podcast about Todd Haynes, but... and then Mad Max Fury Road, George Miller's personal artistic vision that this podcast predicted would get and called the best picture of the year at the time when it came out. Still surprised that it gets a Best Picture nomination. The Revenant was Alejandro Inuit's, fresh off his string of winning Oscars. Has not come out yet. DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, the two best male actors that aren't named Christian Bale. And then Room and Spotlight. We just talked about Spotlight in this podcast. Room also we talked about. Two strong, strong movies. Mad Max Fury Road, the big surprise. Spotlight, Room, Revenant, Carol. Studios are all really good at picking a movie release date based upon Oscars and awards season. And that's because they know they're not dummies when it comes to figuring out what people aren't necessarily going to go see, but that are well-made and well-crafted films. This is the 1970s approach to filmmaking, as I say, the best movies without regard to profit. Because, you know, people don't paint paintings with the idea of making a profit. Although there's the alternate argument that people only paint paintings with regards for profits, and in fact people only painted paintings in portraiture of noblemen for a long time. So there's a debate about the value of making art accessible only but with money or without money. That debate we won't have here, but we will debate the success of Mad Max Fury Road, which certainly was not seen as a contender for any awards, which is why it's really the only film out of this that came out this summer or earlier. All these other ones were slated for awards release. Let's look at the other awards here. Best Performance by an Actress, Cate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Rooney Mara, Saoirse Ronan, really a lot of British and Irish actresses here. And any surprises here would only... Brie Larson, probably an early favorite for the male best actors. Bryan Cranston, a bit of a surprise for Trumbo, although it's the type of movie that wins awards because it's about blacklisted writers. And Hollywood has, of course, a bad history with them, being that they were blacklisted. So maybe this is the Golden Globes, the Hollywood foreign press pointing, wanting to shove it down the Academy's throats a little bit. DiCaprio and it being nominated, not a surprise because the Golden Globes will do anything to keep Leo in the house. Michael Fassbender deserving for Steve Jobs. Will Smith, again, the Golden Globes do anything to get Will Smith there. And Eddie Redmayne, the Danish girl, is the one surprise that stands out there. For Best Motion Picture Musical Comedy, we have the Big Short, Joy, The Martian, Spy, and Trainwreck. The real surprise here is Melissa McCarthy and Amy Schumer being celebrated for their smash hits and great filmmaking. And also just the women kind of dominating the comedy category. Also a big surprise is that The Martian was a comedy. Big surprise probably to Ridley Scott and to Matt Damon, and really just pushing the genres of what comedy is. Although it had lines that were comedic, a movie about a guy lost in space, not your typical slapstick. It's certainly different than Trainwreck and Spy. The Big Short as well. Best Performance by an Actress. Here, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Maggie Smith, Lily Tomlin. Three comedians and Jennifer Lawrence and Maggie Smith for Lady in the Van, which I don't even know what that is. That we got to look, find out what the Lady in the Van is. So best performance by an actor in a motion picture, Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Matt Damon, Al Pacino, Mark Ruffalo, certainly sneaking Al Pacino and just wanting to get Al Pacino in the house for Danny Collins. Mark Ruffalo was deserving for Spotlight, but didn't get it for that. Christian Bale and Steve Carell. Steve Carell is a bit of a surprise here. Best motion picture animated, Good Dinosaur, Inside Out, Peanuts movie, Shaun the Sheep, and Animalisa. That's Peanuts movie. Anyway, Inside Out should win that. So not real big surprises here. I guess Tarantino got nominated. The probably the strongest category is performance by a supporting actor. And here, other than Paul Dano, Idris Elba for Beasts of No Nation, Michael Rehlin for Bridge of Spies, who got the only nomination for Bridge of Spies, which is surprising that they didn't want to get Steven Spielberg or Tom Hanks in the house. But Michael Shannon for 99 Homes and Sylvester Stallone for Creed. Of course, they got to get Stallone there. But Michael Shannon for 99 Homes and Idris Elba for Beasts of No Nation, two of the best performances of the year, arguably the two best male acting performances of the year. Certainly Michael Shannon deserves to win, but Idris Elba deserves to win too. Ah, they got to split this one and each give them a half. That's the only way it'll work. Best picture, best director, Todd Haynes for Carol, Alejandro Iñárritu for Revenant, McCarthy for Spotlight, George Miller for Mad Max, and Ridley Scott for Martian. Ridley Scott is not going to win, but I say Iñárritu probably wins for The Revenant. George Miller, the dark horse there, would be great if he won. The screenplay category also super strong. Tarantino for Hateful Eight, Aaron Sorkin, Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, Emma Donahue for Room, and Charles Randolph and Adam McKay for The Big Short. That's mostly it, other than Ennio Morricone going up against Carter Burwell for Best Original Score with three other guys, Alejandro Desplat, Daniel Pemberton, and Ryuichi Sakamoto, and Alva Noto for The Revenant, also in the competition. I would have to say, if I had to make the call, I think Ennio Morricone for Hateful Eight's the strong favorite there. Anyway, we are way over time, but, you know, awards are really fun to talk about, and we'll have another podcast about the winners and about the Oscar nominations, and we'll talk more in depth because we'll have seen all of those movies, because a lot of the Golden Globes have not been released. But this is the first clue for those of you getting ready to try to win your Oscar pool, and we will try to help that happen. Anyway, have a great weekend.